proceeded after that as if they were climbing a dangerous mountain, until the rocks became an uncompromising cliff, overhung with impossible jungle, and falling sheer into the sea. Ralph looked at the sun critically. "Early evening, after tea time, at any rate." "I don't remember this cliff," said Jack, crestfallen. "So this must be the bit of the coast I missed." Ralph nodded. "Let me think." By now, Ralph had no self-consciousness in public thinking, but would treat the day's decisions as though he were playing chess. The only trouble was that he would never be a very good chess player. He thought of the little ones and Piggy. Vividly, he imagined Piggy by himself, huddled in a shelter that was silent except for the sounds of nightmare. "We can't leave the little ones alone with Piggy, not all night." The other boys said nothing but stood round, watching him. "If we went back, we should take ours." Jack cleared his throat and spoke in a queer, tight voice. "We mustn't let anything happen to Piggy, must we?" Ralph tapped his teeth with the dirty point of Eric's spear. "If we go across..." He glanced round him. "Someone's got to go across the island and tell Piggy we'll be back after dark." Bill spoke, unbelieving. "Through the forest by himself? Now?" "We can't spare more than one." Simon pushed his way to Ralph's elbow. "I'll go if you like. I don't mind, honestly." Before Ralph had time to reply, he smiled quickly, turned, and climbed into the forest. Ralph looked back at Jack, seeing him, infuriatingly, for the first time.